Mercy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. At least 32 people are dead, including 14 children, after flash flooding in central Texas. And as Karen Hua reports, the search continues for the missing.
For a second day, rescue teams combed central Texas.
They're looking to save every last life, and we will not give up that effort.
More than two dozen people remain missing from Camp Mystic, a Christian summer camp near the river. Others remain unaccounted for in the area northwest of San Antonio. A reunification center is set up at an elementary school where families have been waiting and praying.
There are flooding concerns from Tropical Storm Chantal, which is formed off the southeastern U.S. Meteorologist Allison Santorelli.
Some localized flooding and flash flooding concerns for particularly like the coastal Carolina Plain, southeast North Carolina, eastern coastal South Carolina type of region.
Expect a lot of rain there through Monday. Hamas is reacting positively to the latest U.S. proposal for a ceasefire with Israel and Gaza. This Palestinian through an interpreter.
We want the war to end eventually. It is not possible that people remain living this way. We want to see the last episode of this story of torture that we are living. What is happening is not logical. We want these negotiations to be serious and lead to a truce.
Israel's prime minister visits the White House Monday. Billionaire and sometimes Trump ally Elon Musk says he wants to form a new political party. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
It's hard to say what this will mean because Musk has not given us any real details. It's a lot more difficult than he thinks to form a political party that can actually win elections in America.
Hundreds of runners hit the streets of Los Angeles with a purpose. Natalie Tavadian reports.
More than 500 runners took part in a 15-mile relay through LA, weaving through neighborhoods deeply affected by past ICE raids. Melina Olmeda, one of those runners.
You might keep pushing stuff at us, but we're going to continue to stand up for our community and fight back.
She says the message is clear. LA is standing up and running for immigrant rights.
A Russian spacecraft has docked with the International Space Station. Here's NASA Mission Control spokesman Rob Nevias.
All of the rendezvous milestones were conducted in perfect fashion.
The ship is carrying supplies. Drones are helping to replant areas of Canada devastated by wildfires. The Ontario-based company Flash Forest uses the pilotless aircraft to drop capsules containing seeds, water, and nutrients in an effort to reforest plants in northern Quebec. They were ravaged by massive wildfires. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Marlins in Florida this afternoon. The crew winning last night 6-5, thanks to Jackson Churio driving in Christian Yelich to score. Joey Ortiz with a two-run single to take the lead. Aaron Ashby out of the bullpen got the win, retiring all seven batters he faced. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Ashby was tremendous. The fact that he can face both lefties and righties, he gets himself beat when he doesn't field his position or doesn't hold runners or things like that. But he's, you know, he's got, we've seen it. When he's in the pen like this, his stuff is, you know, you saw it, 97, 99, and it just makes everything better. He's got the ability, and I think that's the best role for him right now in his career.
NBA, who will the Bucks replace Damian Lillard at the point guard position? ESPN reporting today, the Bucks have been in talks with Chris Paul. He's now 40 and a free agent after 1 year with the Spurs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms taper tonight, partly cloudy and a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, beautiful, less humid and a high in the low 80s. More sunshine for Monday, then a little more humidity Monday night and Tuesday with some storms possible. It's 71 right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinair will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the Recombobulation Area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey there, it's Greg again. Just a reminder that we are not in the studio right now. This is a curated best of episode for you, but Free Ticket Friday is still happening today, and that Free Ticket Friday keyword is four, F-O-U-R, four. Get that Civic Media app, text the show, F-O-U-R-4. That will put you in the running for a four-pack of tickets for the upcoming game against Washington on July 11th. So again, get that Civic Media app, text in the keyword, and good luck to you. Coming up next for you, we've got an interview with McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company. They were part of our Beyond the Cheese series. It's when we highlight a local Wisconsin business outside the dairy industry to show you what's going on in the state, cool things you can do, things you can buy like hats. And this is a two-part interview we did with the McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company. Have a lovely 4th of July. Stay safe, stay cool, and enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is the first Monday of the month. Therefore, it is time for our monthly segment called, Calvin,
Beyond the Cheese.
It's our opportunity to highlight businesses and industries in Wisconsin that are outside of the dairy industry. So we are delighted to be welcoming in studio from the McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company in Milwaukee, John and Kate McLaughlin. Good morning. Thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's our pleasure to be here.
How long have McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company, how long have you been in business?
Well, we just celebrated 15 years, but we had a bit of an evolution. So we first started as the Brass Rooster.
I remember.
And then we added the Hen House. And then when we needed to come up with our business plan and our plan of attack, really, to survive COVID, we became McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company.
I'm so glad you're still there. You're still on Kinnickinnick.
Yeah, same location. We actually shrunk down.
Just a little bit.
A little bit, and refined what we really needed. And it ended up being one of the best things we've ever done.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, obviously what you do is very niche. You make hats by hand. You are a haberdasher. You are a milliner. You actually still use the old forms that they used to use. It's an art, what you do. It is.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, thank you. It is when you walk into our shop and atelier, it is like literally stepping back in time because we're surrounded by antiques making contemporary headwear.
And when you were both in high school, was this I want to be a hat maker one day. That's really where I'm going to put all my energy. How did this even evolve?
She's sitting right here.
It was you, Kate.
Well, I always knew from a little girl on I wanted to be a costume designer because of Singing in the Rain, my favorite movie. And so in the 80s, I was always making all of my own clothes. I was literally Molly Ringwald in Pretty in Pink.
How awesome.
And so junior year in high school, when we had home ec classes, I made my very first hat. And that hat was something you would expect on stage. And it was large and it was tapestry with flowers and feathers and veiling. And my classmates made like little braided headbands.
That would have been me.
Yeah. So, you know, I went with it with gusto. And then in fashion design school, there was only one millinery class available. And I took it and excelled. And then it was something I developed throughout my entire career in fashion, in bridal, and then in costume tech, being a costume technician and designer.
The whole process, because I interviewed you many years ago when I was working for a different radio station, the whole process is so much more complicated than people realize, right?
100%.
So if you can briefly explain the making of a hat.
So the whole thing actually starts with sitting down with the client and asking them a huge barrage of questions.
Okay.
So it'll be everything from what colors they tend to wear, what they're going to use it for, if it's a special event or if it's for every day, if it needs to be rugged or... So we go through all sorts of things and then we have them try on different styles that we have in already.
Sure.
And then we'll look at different colors and we start going through our vintage selection of ribbons and we refine everything down, take measurements, and then actually a device that I have here that was made in 1892, we use for every custom hat that we make. And it's called the Conformateur. It was made in Paris in 1892. It looks like a mechanical top hat. And when you put that on somebody, it punches out a card with a 1/6 reduction of their head size and shape. And then we put that into another piece, which is an enlarger.
Okay.
And that becomes the
template?
Yeah, it becomes a perfect copy of their head. So we can take that and put it on the inside of the hat, and it custom shapes the hat to their head without them being there.
Wow. Now, there used to be a lot of chemicals involved in the process of making hats, like really not good for you chemicals.
Oh, absolutely. And when we're talking about hat making, there's actually two main divisions. That's millinery and hatting. So millinery is the art of women's hat making, and hatting is the art of men's hat making.
So you're not haberdasher anymore?
A haberdasher is somebody who sells men's hats and other goods.
Oh.
So when we first opened, I was a haberdasher. We all were. But when I'm making a woman's hat, I'm a milliner. When I'm making a men's hat, I'm a hatter.
And you're a hatter.
Yeah.
And actually, we have three of maybe about 15 master dress hatters left in the country.
Yeah, in our little atelier.
Store.
Yes.
In your store.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I can tell you none of the chemicals that we're using are as terrible to our bodies as they were at the turn of the last century all the way through like the 1930s.
Yeah.
We're using much kinder chemicals and stiffeners and sizings and glues and things to make the hats.
If you're just joining us, we are going beyond the cheese with the McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company, and John and Kate McLaughlin are in studio with us talking about the art of making men's hats and making women's hats. They used to use mercury.
Oh, yeah.
So good for you.
100%.
No,
gives you
right?
Neurological damage.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
The first sign of it actually is the loss of fine motor skills, so you would get tremors. And the hat-making capital of the world at the time was Danbury, Connecticut. And mercury poisoning was so prominent in that area that it was actually known as the Danbury Shakes.
And how were they using mercury in the making of hats?
They're treating the fur.
The fur felts that we use to make the hats. And they would put them through huge mercury baths to make them more water repellent and water resistant.
Oh my.
So it wasn't just the people working the mercury baths themselves. It was people handling the hats all the way up to the trimming rooms. The vapors would affect the people on the floor above. There were all sorts of problems.
And how long did it take them to realize that mercury was the problem?
Until the early 30s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So there are little tests we can do today to check like an antique or a vintage hat. And we do hat restoration and renovation at the shop as well. We're actually one of the very few shops left in the country that will do full refurbishment of hats, men's and women's. And there's been a few times where we've had to let a customer know that because of the age of the hat, it was treated. And so the hatters have to deal with that differently. And of course, price accordingly.
Sure.
For that.
Well, that's great to know, though. If someone has great grandpa's favorite fedora, that's been sitting in a closet for 45 years, there's a place to go and have it restored. That's remarkable.
That's one of her favorite things to do. Oh my gosh. Renovating Grandpa's hat.
Really?
John.
Resizing it, putting in new sweatbands, new ribbons, giving them a new life. I mean, that's a huge, because the quality of the base felt that they're made out of is better than what you can get now.
Now, I bet.
So refurbishing them is you're getting a better quality piece and you have an emotional attachment to it. So why not refurbish something instead of making something new?
And I think the best gift to everybody working on those hats is when the hatters, John and Steve, get into it and they hit that grandpa's hat with steam. They can often say to the customer, did your grandpa smoke cigars? Did your grandpa use hair product?
Did he wear Bay Rum hair pomade?
Gel or something? Because you can smell it.
Oh, he's a Dapper Dan man.
Yeah. Also, too, one of the things John will often surprise customers with is, oh, grandpa was left-handed. And they're like, how would you know that?
And you can tell from the wear pattern on
the hat.
Yeah.
I can tell which direction they wore it, if they tilted it to the left or right. Depending on if there's dirt and wear marks on the felt from the top of their ear.
So you're doing an archaeological
forensic
dig on that.
Forensic hat work.
And that is so cool.
And then the stories about Grandpa. And then the tears often come. And then I think one of the best things we can do is we have a device from the 1920s that will perforate initials into this leather sweatband. And we've had several times where a hat has come in and it fit the customer. They had the same size head as Grandpa, and Grandpa's initials will be on one side of the hat.
Made with the same machine from the 20s. So when we do it,
it matches.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we put their initials in the hat.
How long did it take you to acquire all of that machinery from the early days of hat making? That must have been a process in and of itself.
Finding the equipment is half of the battle.
Right.
So there are a good amount of people who are interested, but they don't have, you can't be a race car driver without a race car.
Right.
And finding the right equipment is next to impossible these days. So we were quite fortunate. A big bulk of our men's hatting equipment actually came from the country's still running oldest hat shop, which is in Detroit, Henry the Hatter. And when their master hatter, Clarence, retired after 45 years in the business, he started there as a porter in the bathroom after World War II
and
ended up as the master hatter and the third gentleman in the world to hold the current owner when he was born because he worked for his father.
That's
and now
crazy.
He worked, his daughter works for them now.
And they are still in existence.
And he wanted his equipment to come to Kate and I because he knew that we'd keep it together and use it for what it was meant for.
So we really just feel that we're the current custodians of this collection.
And we add on to it everywhere we can find pieces.
I bet.
It's a dopamine hit whenever hat blocks or hatting tools come up. It's like our temperature rises and we have to have
we'll hunt leads down.
But I would think that those pieces, when you talk about the blocks and all the things, the early stepping stones of making hats, either just got thrown away over the years, right?
Oh, and there was...
Or ended up in somebody's attic or in their garage.
When late 60s, early 70s, things were really shutting down. Men's hat wearing was not in vogue for the majority of people.
Right.
There's a picture in Pittsburgh of a huge hat factory that used to be there. And there were so many wood forms and blocks that there were teams of people just throwing them out the windows into the river.
Oh.
And there's a burn pile in the lot next to the building where they're just burning.
That must
all
just
of the
break
it kills
your
me.
Heart.
It makes me want to go scuba diving in the river.
I bet.
In Pittsburgh, which nobody wants to do.
And the whole process now, so dealing with contemporary hat blocks and then having antique ones fixed, we lost our last American hat block maker over a decade ago now. And he retired in his late 80s. And so when it comes to the wood forms, there's no one in this country that continued the art
of making
the
those.
Sculpture and the proportion of making those. So if we're getting anything new, the best is coming from Great Britain or Australia.
We're going to continue our conversation with John and Kate McLaughlin with McLaughlin and Hayes Hatters Milliners on KK in Milwaukee. Stay with us. This is Beyond the Cheese on Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wore sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
That say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, Matt and Air on Air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. The death toll has risen to 43, with dozens missing after flash flooding in central Texas. Chris Fox reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, flanked by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, increased his disaster declaration issued yesterday from 15 counties to 21. Floodwaters and heavy rains continue to ravage central Texas. He said the effort remains the same, search and rescue.
Assume everybody who is missing is alive, and there's a need for speed. Not just every hour, every minute counts.
Among the missing, a group of girls from a summer camp along the Guadalupe River. And meteorologist Grant Gilmore says the danger isn't over.
The threat for heavy rainfall and flash flooding is going to continue over portions of south central Texas as we go into the evening, where we've got a flood watch that will remain in effect until 10 o'clock this evening. In the meantime, a new flood watch issued through tonight until 7 o'clock tomorrow evening, as more showers and storms are expected to develop.
California firefighters are battling their largest wildfire so far this year. The Madre Fire has burned more than 70,000 acres along the central coast. Cal Fire spokesperson Tony Davis.
This isn't going to be a two-day type thing. We're going to be here for a little bit working towards more containment. Hoping for more, but we've got some work to do.
No cause for that fire yet, but investigators tell CBS's Carter Evans a fire in Los Angeles was caused by fireworks.
There's evidence of fireworks raining all throughout this neighborhood.
Flames spread quickly to nearby homes in the LA neighborhood of Pacoima as more than 130 firefighters raced to the scene. 4 homes were badly burned.
We are seeing an increase in the number of people selling illegal fireworks, particularly very powerful fireworks, out of garages and private neighborhoods.
And the number of Americans injured by fireworks has been increasing. U.S.-led efforts for a ceasefire in Gaza may be gaining traction. CBS's Deborah Pata.
Hamas has said it is ready to begin negotiating the details of the truce, and Israel is sending a delegation to Qatar. It's understood the latest proposals include a 60-day ceasefire, during which around 10 living hostages would be released in exchange for Palestinian prisoners.
In addition, Israel's prime minister is expected to visit the White House Monday. There's word the 8 members of the OPEC alliance plan to boost oil production by 548,000 barrels a day in August, which would further reduce gas prices this year. The group includes Saudi Arabia and Russia. It made the decision at a virtual meeting today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey there, everybody. It's Greg again. Just a reminder, we are not in the studio right now. This is a Calvin, Jane, and myself. We are out for 4th of July.
Free Ticket Friday is still happening too.
Hope you're staying safe.
Free Ticket Friday keyword is 4.
But we have a wonderful segment for you right now.
It is part of our
Text the Show
Sorbet, where we take a moment to lighten things up.
That will put you in the running for a 4-pack of tickets for the upcoming game against Washington.
There are the hearts right there.
11. Audio Sorbet is when we take a moment to step back from the news,
text in the keywords,
and good luck to you.
Have a lovely 4th of July.
Stay safe, stay cool, and enjoy. We've got an interview with McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company. They were part of our Beyond the Cheese series.
Good morning and welcome back.
It's when we highlight a local Wisconsin business outside the dairy industry
to show you what's going on in the state. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park and Racine.
And this is a two-part interview. We did with the McLaughlin and Hayes Hat Company. Have a lovely 4th of July. Stay safe, stay cool,
or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Going to get to Audio Sorbet in just a second. Want to thank everybody who took part in our statewide Text Win Scotty Summer Contest. And our grand prize winners, Trace, listening to WMDX in Madison, and Melissa, listening to WHSM in Hayward, picking up our grand prizes, a getaway either in Door County or Baraboo with a gas card to get you there. And we had many, many other winners, either a Brewers tickets or $100 in cash. Congratulations to everyone. And thank you so much for taking part. The winning does not end, even though that contest has wrapped up.
Yeah.
On Friday. It's Free Ticket Fridays.
Oh, baby.
It's back this Friday. We are going to be doing essentially the same thing. You've got five chances to win. You want to text in the keyword we will give you on Friday morning using the app, and then you have a chance to pick up a 4-pack of tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, good seats. Free Tickets Fridays coming back this Friday. Listen for that keyword with Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Our show, 11 to 2. Tom Hartman, 2 to 4. Todd Alba, 2 to 4. And then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. Did I get those right?
Wait.
Tom Hartman, 11 to 2. Todd Alba, 2 to 4. Maggie, 4 to 6.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be right.
Yeah.
Free Ticket Fridays.
We did it.
Back this coming Friday. All right. As we always do, this is a segment called Audio Sorbet. Take a little break from the news, just because we all need a rest.
And we can.
And we can. So we were talking about this as we were setting up this show today, and I'm not even sure how we landed on this. But we're talking about soap operas.
You brought it up.
I don't know how that happened. Yeah. I was talking about Santa Barbara for some reason, and we started talking about soap operas. Mm-hmm. So here is the question for today's Audio Sorbet. Wide open, no judgment.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. What was your story? We all watch soap operas at one point in our lives, male, female, I don't care.
Yeah.
What was your story, or what was maybe your mother's or your grandmother's story? Couldn't miss it. Don't bug me. From 1 to 2, I'm watching my story.
Yeah.
What was or is your story? Because there's still soaps.
I am going to open it up. I did not clear this, folks, with Jane or Calvin. I will open up the acceptability factor on this for those who will say, wrestling is my stories.
Thank you.
Watching wrestling.
Pro wrestling. They are male soaps.
They're soaps.
They are.
They're soaps for all.
Yep.
And so if that is your way of kicking back and getting some good stories,
that's
great. It's all good.
You got the heels, right?
Got the baby faces.
Got the good guys and the heels.
Sometimes heels become baby faces. Sometimes baby faces become heels.
The trading.
It's, oh, traitors, there's intrigue and there's
turning and backstabbing.
Backstabbing. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Oh.
The only thing that wrestling misses is a good case of amnesia. Do we ever see amnesia in pro wrestling?
Amnesia, I'm not sure exactly, but there was a storyline like many, many years ago where Linda McMahon, our now Secretary of Education, was in a coma, and she had no idea what was going on. She was unresponsive, and Vince McMahon was a naughty boy during that time. It was a really weird time in the late 90s, early 2000s with wrestling. It was really gross. But, yeah, honestly, the storylines you see in wrestling are the same you see in soap operas. And what I thought was interesting when you mentioned Santa Barbara, I don't even know why you mentioned Santa Barbara.
It was about an actress.
Oh, yes.
She was one of the lead actresses in Santa Barbara who left the show and became a nun.
That's right. That's right. And I said that Santa Barbara was the first soap opera that I ever remembered that got canceled because at that point in my life, you had
Days of Our Lives,
All My Children, General Hospital.
As
the World Turns. They were all on, and they all seem to have been on since the inception of time itself.
Seriously.
And so when Santa Barbara came out, I'm like, oh, there's another soap opera. And they said it's being canceled. I'm like, wait, how? How do you cancel a soap opera? So, yeah. And we were discussing this from the viewpoint of, like, I had never in my life up until 1996, fall of 1996, I never watched one.
You were in college.
I was in college. I never watched 1 millisecond of a soap opera.
Never.
Never. Because they just seemed like, and one.
So your mom was working.
My
so
mom was, she worked 9 to 5, and she didn't come home and watch them. She had no interest in soap operas. My dad didn't watch them before work. So there was nothing like that happening in the house. Never watched them. Thought they were for girls or for women whatever. But also, it just seemed like it was a massive amount of information from all the years past to take in and
understand. All the storylines, the backstories, yeah.
By the end of that school year, in May of 1997, I was part of a group that was either between, depending on the day, between 20 to 40 people in the common room.
At college
at UW, Wisconsin, Waukesha. Go Hilltoppers. That's not the thing, but it's whatever. Harvard on the Hill. That's what they called it. Harvard on the Hill. We would watch religiously Days of Our Lives at noon every day, Monday through Friday. And it wasn't
20 to 30 college
20
kids.
To 40. It was packed. Sometimes, like, you had to, like, you just sit, like, crouch next to people. It was packed in there to watch it sometimes. And it wasn't a bunch of 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, like, being whatever, like, impetuous and making fun of it. It was, shut up. It's on. We're listening. Shh, like, shh. I need to know why John Black is back.
Which is hilarious because it's not like you're going to miss anything because they're going to recap the whole thing in 2 days.
Oh, my gosh. The soap operas, the kings and queens of exposition.
Oh, and just drawing, dragging things out. What is your story? What was your story? I love that you had 40 college kids.
Mm-hmm. Real watching, good use of our time.
Yes, watching soap operas.
Yeah.
No shame, no judgment. What was your story? 855-752-4842. Dave from New Berlin, Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Carol from Waukesha, listening on WAUK, like sands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives. Julie from Wausau, I work nights. Now I watch Seaside Hotel. I never liked soap operas, but my brothers watched them.
Yeah. And then maybe PBS could be considered soap opera. C-SPAN could be a soap opera.
Watching their coverage
of the Congress, definitely a soap opera, especially when they get those callers in. That's hilarious.
Gail from New Berlin listening on WAUK, Dark Shadows all the way. And Ronnie from Horicon, Dark Shadows. It was ahead of his time. I would race home from grade school to watch Dark Shadows.
Yeah.
With the least attractive leading vampire on the planet, Jonathan Frakes.
What I find really funny about Dark Shadows is if you watch reruns now, you can find it anywhere. It's on probably YouTube as well. But it had the set value or the because it was it was a vampire family,
right?
So
it was an old gothic mansion kind of thing.
So there was quote special effects. But if you were also a fan of Doctor Who from the 70s, you're like, oh, You have $40 in that budget. Okay, great. I can see the strings on the bat.
Oh, there were Dark Shadows was especially well known for that. They would have boom mics, you know, in the middle of the scene. And yeah, they spent a whole lot of money on that. What was your story? 855-752-4842. Jim from Brookfield is on the line. Good morning, Jim. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure, you're welcome. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Greg. Okay, my go-to can't miss show, and hear me out on this. It was an evening soap opera once a week. It was ER.
That was
a weekly running soap opera with all the drama and the characters and the romance and the, you know, whatever, the catastrophes in the hospital. And that was must-see TV on Thursday night watching ER.
It was essentially General Hospital, but at night.
Yeah. Yeah. With
very well put, Jane. Yes, it was essentially General Hospital PM.
That's so awesome, Jim. Thank you. Really appreciate
Jim,
it.
Jim, thank you so much. And I have to amend my statement.
Uh-oh.
When I said before earlier, I officially retract my statement about never watching a millisecond of soap operas.
Because you watched ER?
No.
No?
Growing up, I watched Dallas, Dynasty, and Falcon Crest.
Famous soaps.
Famous nighttime soap.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. The Carringtons.
Oh,
and the
Dynasty.
Oh, my God,
Yeah.
I liked Dallas more than all. That was my favorite of all of them. But
see, that's the one I never watched.
Oh, I loved Dallas. And I was like 7 and 8 when I'm watching these shows.
And
I
Dallas
should not have been watching these shows.
Wow. What was your story? 855-752-4842. It's Audio Sorbet. We are talking soap operas. Roger from Stevens Point, Guiding Light.
Yep.
Carol from Waukesha, even though The Days of Our Lives was my story, the best soap opera moment was when Scotty caught the bouquet at Luke and Laura's wedding. Oh, Carol, we could sit down and go through a case of wine talking about the whole Luke and Laura storyline.
That was appointment television, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, that wedding. But there was a really twisted backstory to that whole relationship. And yeah, that's a whole... That's a whole different discussion.
You mean their love wasn't just tried and true from the beginning?
No, there was a whole rape thing in there.
Why did I say anything?
That whole Luke and Laura thing. But yes, it was. Oh my God, that wedding was probably one of the biggest, the largest viewed things.
Let me check and see.
In history. 855-752-4842. We're talking soap operas. Dick from Oak Creek is joining us. Good morning, Dick. What was your story?
A tie between Dallas and Dark Shadows.
Okay.
So you were another Dark Shadows fan.
Oh, yes. I mean, it was silly. It was crazy. But it was funny.
What other soap opera could you have that had a vampire and a werewolf?
Right?
Right?
A witch?
A witch? Yeah, the witch and the warlock. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
You're going to go home and watch it on YouTube today, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to go search for Dark Shadows. Thank you, Dick. That's awesome.
Adam on the live stream says, my millennial stories consisted of binging the OC DVDs. Oh, yeah. For people of, like, under the age of 40, the OC was a big thing.
Calvin,
did you have anything?
I never actively watched a soap opera, but my mom stayed home until I was in fourth grade, so she would have them on. She doesn't watch them now, so she must not have liked them that much.
Right.
But I remember Days of Our Lives, obviously, and I actually haven't heard The Young and the Restless mentioned.
That's
but
right.
Both those shows have been running for over 50 years, so it's kind of crazy to think that those were the same shows my mom was watching when she was a child.
I just read an interview with Eric Braeden, who plays Victor. He's one of the leads on Young and the Restless. He's been doing that part for 50 years.
I mean, that's probably a third generational show now.
Absolutely.
And 30 million people watched Luke and Laura's Wedding. I can't believe you said Young and the Restless. That's
It was a big one.
Oh,
it
my
was a big
God.
One. We got a couple of minutes left. If you want to share your story, your favorite soap, 855-752-4842.
Matt in Richland Center, listen. And says, one of my earliest childhood memories was Reva driving off the bridge on Guiding Light. Jane is in hog heaven right now. She's loving every minute of this.
I just think about some of the storylines and dual personalities. We just don't have enough of that anymore.
No. And if you want to watch a great parody, a great roasting of soap operas, the movie Soap Dish. Whoopi Goldberg, Sally Field.
Kevin Kline.
Elizabeth Shue. Robert Downey Jr.
It's,
oh, my God.
It's brilliant. Yeah, it's brilliant. All right, coming up, we're going to wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing on the Other Side, One Toke Over the Line edition. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rockfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wore sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on to tap.fm/contest-terms. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise. More
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. The death toll has risen to 43, with dozens missing after flash flooding in central Texas. Chris Fox reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott, flanked by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, increased his disaster declaration issued yesterday from 15 counties to 21. Floodwaters and heavy rains continue to ravage central Texas. He said the effort remains the same, search and rescue.
Assume everybody who is missing is alive, and there's a need for speed. Not just every hour, every minute counts.
Among the missing, a group of girls from a summer camp along the Guadalupe River. And meteorologist Grant Gilmore says the danger isn't over.
The threat for heavy rainfall and flash flooding is going to continue over portions of south central Texas as we go into the evening, where we've got a flood watch that will remain in effect until 10 o'clock this evening. In the meantime, a new flood watch issued through tonight.